The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus entered Jerusalem and went into the temple area. He looked around at everything and, since it was already late, went out to Bethany with the 12. The next day, as they were leaving Bethany, he was hungry. Seeing from a distance a fig tree in leaf, he went over to see if he could find anything on it. When he reached it, he found nothing but leaves. It was not the time for figs. And he said to it in reply, "May no one ever eat of your fruit again." And his disciples heard it. They came to Jerusalem, and on entering the temple area, he began to drive out those selling and buying there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who were selling doves. He did not permit anyone to carry anything through the temple area. Then he taught them, saying, "Is it not written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer for all peoples'? But you have made it a den of thieves." The chief priests and the scribes came to hear of it and were seeking a way to put him to death. Yet they feared him, because the whole crowd was astonished at his teaching. When evening came, they went out of the city. Early in the morning, as they were walking along, they saw the fig tree withered to its roots. Peter remembered and said to him, "Rabbi, look, the fig tree that you cursed has withered." Jesus said to them in reply, "Have faith in God. Amen, I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, 'Be lifted up and thrown into the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will happen, it shall be done for him. Therefore I tell you, all that you ask for in prayer, believe that you will receive it, and it shall be yours. When you stand to pray, forgive anyone against whom you have a grievance, so that your heavenly Father may in turn forgive you your transgressions." The Gospel of the Lord. Sorry about that. I had to clear my throat. Well, good afternoon, brothers and sisters. And welcome, welcome. Now, here's a general rule of thumb. When you hear the scriptures proclaimed, that if a passage is odd, if a passage is strange, if a passage seems particularly challenging, it's almost always the case that that passage has a lot to teach you. The most difficult passages of the scriptures do not surrender their secrets lightly, but they're worth studying because you usually profit very, very much from the time that you put into them. And this is a good example of that. Now, this is a very strange passage, the story of Jesus overturning the tables of the money changers in the temple and also cursing this poor, poor fig tree, withering it down to its roots. Now, I trust that you already have heard about Jesus overturning the money changers from their temples. That's a story that everybody knows. But the fig tree is pretty strange, especially when you consider that even the scriptures tell us that it wasn't the season for figs. This is April. We know that because he says that it's Passover time. The figs don't appear until June, or so I'm told. So what gives? What's going on? This is one of those times in which it helps very much to know just a little bit about the Old Testament. If you go back to the Old Testament, you'll discover that God likened his people to a fig tree. It's in the prophet Jeremiah, it's in the prophet Hosea, it's in the prophet Joel. God likened his people Israel to a fig tree, and he expected his people to bear good fruit. What kind of good fruit? Well, first of all, faithfulness to the covenant. And from that would come righteousness in their behavior. And from that, it would become evident that the true God of heaven and earth is the God that's in Israel, and all the nations would come to know the one true God. So were the people faithful? Did they keep the covenant? Did they bear good fruit? What do you think? Were they faithful? They were not. In fact, the number one complaint that the prophets leveled against the people of Israel was that they wanted to be secular. They wanted to be just like all the other nations of the world. And the prophets time and again came back to the people and they said, "You've got to keep the covenant. It's to your benefit, the benefit of all the other peoples, that you're different." But the peoples insisted. They wanted to be just like all the other nations of the world, and they brought their polluted hearts into the temple, and they offered God worship with a compromised heart. That's when God spoke up, and he warned the people through the prophets, you must change or you're going to be judged. He gave them time, but he warned them clearly, you must change or you're going to be judged. Now, here's what's interesting. The judgment that fell on the heads of the people was that God brought their worship to an end. It happened three times. First time it happened, back in the days of the judges, there used to be a tabernacle in Shiloh in the north, back before there even was a temple in Jerusalem. And God warned the people, change, but they didn't change. And God allowed the tabernacle to be destroyed. Second time it happened. You all know about the temple in Jerusalem, or I hope you know about the temple in Jerusalem. And that the prophets warned the people time and again, change, repent, turn your hearts back to the covenant, or this temple's going to be destroyed, and the people didn't believe them. But it was destroyed, and the city was overrun. When the temple was built in the days of King Solomon, the Spirit of the living God descended upon the temple, and there it remained until the prophet Ezekiel said that he saw the Spirit of God leave the temple. And it never came back again, just before the temple was destroyed. That was the second time. Here's the third. Jesus looks for figs because God is looking for faithfulness from his people. And not finding it, this temple is going to be destroyed, and this time it's for good. I hope you know this little tidbit from history. But the temple in Jerusalem was destroyed in the year 70 AD and has never been rebuilt. God gave his people time once again, but the judgment came down upon their heads. Now, here's what we need to pray about and think about. Do you really think that the spirit of compromise with a secular world and polluted, half-hearted worship of God is really something confined to the peoples of the Old Testament who worshiped in the Temple of Jerusalem? What each one of us needs to ask is, what do you bring into God's temple? What's in your heart right now? What do you bring into God's house? And understand, St. Paul said that with the ascension of Jesus into heaven and the sending of the Holy Spirit, you're the temple of the living God. Does your heart belong to the Holy Spirit? Or does your heart belong to the spirit of this age? Because they're going in opposite directions. I hope that's painfully obvious to all of you, in accelerating fashion. Is your heart a place where God is worshipped, that is to say, valued above all else? Or is your heart a marketplace, which is available to the highest bidder? And most people fashion that to be whatever profits them the most in the eyes of others. Now understand, God is patient. He gives us time. But give God evidence that you mean to reform. You know, fruit isn't something that shows up overnight. You don't have to be a saint tomorrow. As we all know, fruit, it slowly, slowly grows until it's fully ripe and it's fully ready. Part of the reason Jesus cursed this fig tree was he goes to the tree and he finds nothing but leaves. There's no fruit coming. Nothing's on the way. Give God some evidence that you mean to reform. Do not put off until tomorrow what God has asked of you today. You're not even sure there's going to be a tomorrow. Let's never forget this. We only have but so many tomorrows. In the spirit of the living God, with hearts that belong entirely to him, let's make the most of what we have this day and ask for the prayers of the saints to help us. Saints Marcellinus and Peter, pray for us.